This is The Poet and the Poem from the Library of Congress. We are with my friend, Danny Queen, who never ceases to surprise me. Danny has had 8 books of poetry, but this one takes the cake. Danny, tell us what you have done.
Well, Grace, I started this book. My latest book is simply entitled Love in Full Circle, Astrological Love Poems. And I started writing this back in the late 80s. And of course, I did all the other books in between. And I did this particular book because I saw it as a challenge for a poet, and I saw it as being something different. And people said, well, why did it take so long? Well, because I did a lot of research.
Yeah, but you haven't told us what the book is. It is incredible. It's the only one of its kind. It has broken all kinds of ground. Just tell us what you have done.
Well, I took poetry, each poem, each astrological sign, and I wrote a poem. And the whole book is astrological signs in poetic form. That's exactly what it is. And I've taken each sign of the zodiac, and I've written about each sign in the zodiac. And not only that, but I've taken each sign and compared it with every other sign. So the whole book is a collection of astrological combinations. And it's poetry, but it's in poetic form. And people say, well, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Danny Queen, I just want to emphasize what you've done for our audience. Believe me, I am just bowled over. So I'll give them an example. Supposing you write a love poem about Sagittarius. Not only do you do that emblematic poem, then you write a poem about Sagittarius with Capricorn, Sagittarius with Aquarius, Sagittarius with Pisces, with Aries, with Taurus. So there's 12 versions of a zodiac sign with every other one. And you can find out if the mate you're with should divorce you right away, or if you're good to stay. Danny, forgive me for interfering, but give us a sample. What's your zodiac?
Mine is Capricorn. Well, I started with the 12 zodiac signs first, but before I ever got into doing the combinations of signs, because you have to know the 12 first and all the traits and that kind of thing. So people sometimes say, well, are you an astrologist? No, I wouldn't call myself an astrologer. I just studied what I need to study as a poet to do what I did. And that's pretty much it.
That's more than pretty much it.
But it's a lot of work. But I love it because it was such a challenge. And I just kept doing it, and just reading and researching. And people sometimes ask me, well, did you interview all these people? No, not really. No, I just did a lot of research. I mean, thanks to authors like Linda Goodman and many others, Semester. I read all of the Goodman's book. I have hundreds of astrological books. And then I got into the numerology as well. So when I do readings for people, I not only do the sign, but I do the number as well. And I tell them things about the numbers, because numbers is the most exact science in the world. If I have to write, like I do a piece for like something personal for someone, say like the couple, first thing I find out is their birthdays. I start there. I find out their birthdays, their astrological sign, and then I go from there. And they give me details, and then I write the poem from that.
Danny, I can tell you, I have known you for many years, maybe 45 years. I knew you as a very young, skinny kid, and you were writing then. And everything you write thrills me. But this is a masterwork, Danny.
Thank you.
I can't even believe it. So supposing you give us a taste of just your astrological sign, which is Capricorn, and then... Mm-hmm. We'll talk about that. But people have to know that each zodiac sign, he then writes a poem about it in reference to each other one. So it's 12 times the poem. Danny, after this, we have to find out how you did this. It is unbelievable.
Well, there's 144 in total. And so I'm going to share Capricorn.
But do you believe it's correct? Do you believe your Capricorn is accurate, knowing yourself?
Yeah. You know what? Interesting you say that, Grace, because my own sign was the hardest to write. Because, when you're writing about yourself, there's so many things I can say about each and every one of them. But when I got the Capricorn, I'm like, it took a little something else. So I had to divorce myself from myself, in a sense. In other words, detach myself so I could be more... So I could focus more on Capricorns in general rather than myself specifically.
Let us hear it.
Let me put my glasses on.
This is Danny Queen, and he is reading. He has written 8 books, and this is called Astrological Love Poems.
Capricorn the Goat, December 23rd to January 19th. Since you were knee-high to a pup, you knew what you wanted to do when you grew up. With strength of character, common sense, and self-control, you are the elder in the body of the old soul. Yet you feel you can't depend on anybody else to do for you what you know you can better do for yourself. Serious, workaholic, nature is your work of art, with a sense of humor that's straight from the heart. You can be blunt, bossy, and downright rude, and at times you can be annoyed. You can have a know-it-all attitude, but to get what you want, you pour out your soul. And when push comes to shove, you never give up your goals. Though you are truly close to but a chosen few, you are the best judge of character in all that you do. Without security, love, and personal finance for you, there can be no lifelong romance. For a labor of love is your love of life. But the pain of rejection can cut like a knife. Yet, in terms of power, you never settle for less than stability, security, and sweet success. Capricorn, the Goat, December 21st, January 22nd, January 19th. Sorry,
Danny. Yeah. You've detached yourself from that love poem, but is it true? Did you find that it doesn't actually apply to you? Do you think it does apply to you?
Yes. Oh, yeah, a lot of it does. Because Capricorns can be a very family-oriented people. They're traditional. They're people who love to be on the go. They're workaholics. I mean, all those things. They can be bossy on the negative side. We can be bossy. But we're also people who can be very generous and very giving. And the worst thing you can do to a Capricorn, particularly in public, is do not embarrass them. We don't like to be embarrassed.
And you don't like to be hurt.
Oh, no, of course not. Rather than to be hurt or embarrassed and rejection, we don't do well with rejection at all.
Oh, we won't reject you, Danny Queen. Yeah. We will never reject you.
And let me say the opposite of Capricorn would be Cancer. So when you had two signs that are opposite, whatever trait you have as an individual, for myself, Capricorn, for example, Cancer, we have the exact opposite qualities. And I wrote about all of that because I do all the combinations, but I do the opposite signs as well. And there are things you can learn from your opposite, and there are things they can learn from you. So I had to know all of this, Grace, in order to put this book together. And it was just great fun, but it took a long time. You know, what I would do sometime, Grace, is I said, well, I don't want to get bored. So what I would do is I had a brown paper bag, and I did like 4 or 5 at a time. And I would take the little piece of paper and put it in the bag, shake it up, and then draw from the bag. I said, okay, this is a 4. I'm going to do what next? That's how I did sometimes.
Danny, how did you learn astrology? Because these are accurate. And you are actually gifted in this experience. I mean, these are not like off the cuff. So where did you learn astrology? How many years have you been studying?
20-some years.
Reading. Oh, really?
Yeah, reading and researching. All these years. I first started because I had a Gemini girlfriend. And she was more than one person. She was something else. In fact, I thought she was crazy. Really. Too many people. And I used to tell all the time, you're too many people for me. Because Geminis can be more than one person. They can be a lot of people. Because for Gemini, each moment, each time is different. They change so much. You know, it's like people say they had two faces. Well, they just kind of like two people because they're always people who love to be on the go. They always love these stories. They always got stories to tell all the time. Communication. Gemini rules the house of communication. They're people who have the gift of gab and they love to talk. So the opposite of Gemini would be Sagittarius. Sagittarius are people who love to be on the go like Gemini. They're two peas in a pod. Okay. So Gemini and Sagittarius are opposite. Sagittarius are people who love to be on the go, always seeking adventure all the time. Blunt. Say what's on their mind. Sometimes Sagittarius have a tendency to say the right thing at the wrong time. And I wrote about all of that because I knew it. And then I know people who are Sagittarius. And sometimes I knew people who were actually these signs. But it was really, the inspiration really came mostly from the research because it's all there. I didn't have to talk to everybody who was born under these signs.
Danny.
And I just, been a poet, I put it in poetic form.
Danny, Is it a good thing for opposite signs to get together?
Yeah, it can be. Now, first of all, I think that any two people, I'll be the first one to tell you, I think that any two people can make it, regardless of what their sign may be. But the thing is, how much are they willing to compromise? Yeah. So, yeah, any two signs can make, but some signs, let me say this. Sometimes people have read the book and they say, well, are you saying that these two people, you know, can go together? Not necessarily. I'm just talking about how they relate. They may not work out.
I have to show everybody this beautiful book. Beautiful, beautiful book. What a work of art it is. And so read us another sign. Just choose one and we will be delighted. This is Danny Queen. The book is called Astrological Love Poems. He has written the zodiac sign plus its various combinations with other signs. I am waiting for later to see if my husband and I were compatible because we were married 60 years. And
wow.
A great shock.
Grace, what is your sign, Grace?
Libra.
Oh, Libra. What day?
October 3rd.
Okay, well, the 3rd has to do with communication.
Of course.
Anytime you have the number 3, those are people who love communication in one form or another. It also says that they can be very creative people as well. And it also says the number 3 also says that sometimes they like to dictate a little bit sometimes. Do this, do that. And why do you do it this way? And Libra is also sometimes some people who can't readily make up their mind sometimes. Sometimes they're indecisive. They love music, have great ears for sound and all of that. And they love compliments. They love a great debate, not argument, debate. Libras are people who love a great debate. And when Libra's unhappy, believe you me, ain't nobody around them gonna be happy.
Okay, read us one more.
Let me see. I'm gonna go with Gemini. Okay.
Yeah, we cannot wait.
Gemini is known as sign of the mind. Gemini, Libra, and Aquarius are air signs, and air's mind and mind is intellect. So if I was dating a Libra, Gemini, or Aquarius, I know that that's the person that you have to make love to their mind. And they live in their minds a lot, these three signs. And they're not people who deal that well with emotion. I once had a Aquarian girlfriend. I've been all around the wheel. I once had a Aquarian girlfriend. I said, baby, come on out your mind for a minute. Let me talk to you. You can go back when I finish. Because I know they're very mental people. You know, so Libra, Gemini, and of course, are the air signs. And this is Gemini. With talking hands on a restless but quick-witted mind, you've got a gift of gab that's one of a kind. And to you, a house is not a home if it don't have a telephone. A picture-perfect smile and a pleasant surprise can put happy-go-lucky stars in your eyes. The love of your freedom is your spice of life, but your mood of the moment can cut like a knife. Moving to and fro, always on the go. Curiosity seekers at heart. Gotta be in the know. As a free-spirited soul, full of fickle, fancy, free fun, you're a jack of all trade, but the master of none. Your innate need to learn without being high-strung is childlike lust for life that's forever keep you young. Like an elusive butterfly born on the wings of the wind, the saneness of anything can bore you to no end. When reading between the lines, can't help but ring a bell. No wonder you always got stories to tell. So your nature is change for the sake of change, because to you, no moment in time is ever the same. Gemini, the twins.
Which sign have you had a successful relationship with?
Mostly Cancers, but it hasn't been easy. Cancer and Scorpio. Yeah, Cancer and Scorpio for the most part. Pisces too. Pisces too, you know.
I didn't know that Scorpio would go with Capricorn.
Oh, yeah, because they both love power. So one is a water sign, one is an earth sign. And Scorpios, even though they're emotional, well, Scorpio, Pisces, and Cancer are the water signs, and emotion moves them. If something happened to them in their lives that was traumatic, very traumatic, it could have been 5 years ago, 10 years ago, it doesn't matter. But to them, it was like yesterday. If it's traumatic enough, because everything is based on what they feel for the most part. All those three signs. And Pisces are such that if they're spiritually in tune, they know and feel things before it even happened. Cancer, which is the first water sign, Cancers are very nurturing. They are always close to their mothers. They have a very close relationship with the mother.
Oh, and sometimes, this is true. I have four daughters who are Cancers, and I absolutely adore them.
Really? Are they mama's girls?
Every one of them. Every one is my favorite daughter.
Mm-hmm. So all of them are not Cancer. Which ones are Cancer?
How many are
Cancer?
All four are Cancers.
Grace. Oh, my goodness.
I am a goddess, aren't I?
Wait a minute. Yeah, I mean, all four of your daughters are Cancer.
Honey, listen, Danny, they were all born in the same week. They were all born in the same week.
Oh, born in the same not the same day, but the same week. And they're all Cancers?
Different years.
Yeah,
from July 16th to July 22nd, all four of them. No, July 16th to July 14th. Yeah.
Oh, my. Oh, God. That's on you. You know, that's interesting because I met a couple a few weeks ago at one of my signings, and they were all air signs. The whole family, the six of them, all of them were Libra, Gemini, and Aquarius. And so I talked to the gentleman. I said, I can't believe this. Yeah, all of us are air signs. I said, well, I don't know what your last name is, but it could have been the Airhead family, really. Because those are air signs.
Danny.
Libra, Gemini, and Aquarius are air.
Tell me how your book is doing. How many people are getting it?
Well, we're doing quite well. I'm doing signings every day. Well, every weekend anyway. And we found going to signing when I leave here. And I'll be over in Capitol Heights doing a signing. But I try to do them every weekend. Since June, I have done them every weekend and sometimes during the week as well. But I love this because people tell me, well, we've never seen a book like this there are lots of books about astrological relationships, but they tell me they've never seen a book that deal with astrological relationships in poetic form.
Never, never, never. Yeah. It's a work of art. Let's read a Sagittarius for our engineer, Michael Turpin. So he can have some self-knowledge.
Okay. Sagittarius, of course, is a fire sign. Sag, Leo, and Aries are fire signs. And Aries is the first fire sign. Leo is the second. And Sag is the last fire sign. My glasses here for a second.
Sagittarius,
November 23rd.
When I knew you as a 20-year-old, you didn't wear glasses.
This reading glasses. Yeah, I don't, only for reading. But I didn't even need them. At that time, I didn't need them for reading at that time. Yeah. Sagittarius, the Archer, November 23rd to December 21st. As your kindred spirit and a lifelong friend, you were born on the wings of the wind. Though you are honest, open, forthright, you have a need to be free as a bird in flight. With a happy-go-lucky heart and soul on fire, your intimate need to know is your heart's desire. And though your sweet honesty is blunt and bittersweet, you never let any grass grow under your feet. The only kind of love you can have and hold is one that touches but never clings to the soul. To some, you seem too carefree to care, but to others, you're a welcome change, a breath of fresh air. For you, the big picture is always the bottom line, because too much detail can bore you out of your mind. Yet, whether married, single, or divorced or single, as a party animal, you like to mix and mingle. And as long as there are no strings attached, first-class friendship for you is but a perfect match. And for the love of life, laughter, and sheer fun, a sense of adventure is second to none. Sagittarius, the Archer.
Wow, and that is complete.
Let me tell you this about Sagittarius people. Sagittarius are beautiful people, but the thing that means a lot to Sagittarius people is friend. I don't care what kind of relationship it is, husband, friend, boyfriend, whatever. They want to know, are you going to be my friend? Friendship means a lot to Sagittarius people. And they're very blunt. They speak their mind at the drop of a hat. They sometimes say the right thing, Grace, at the wrong time, and the wrong thing at the right time. And they don't mean any harm. It's just whatever comes up in their spirit. And what comes out, and they love to be on the go all the time, and they don't like you second guessing them either. Because to Sag, it's like, if I said it, that's what it is. Don't keep asking me. That's just their nature. But they're always people who seeking and searching for the meaning of life all the time. That's why you have the symbol of the archer with the bow pointed towards the stars, because they're always seeking and searching knowledge, and they love truth. Always seeking information, always seeking knowledge. And there are people who love to be on the go. Adventure means everything. And also with Sagittarius, there are people who love their own sense of personal freedom. So I had to study all this stuff to know this. I didn't wake up knowing this, you know.
Danny, I'm bowled over. I really am. Because if someone presents herself or himself to you and gives you their astrological sign, you know all about them. You know about them.
Well, I've had girlfriends, Grace, who said, don't be reading me. You know, and I had a Virgo girlfriend, and it's just beautiful. And interesting enough, my graphic artist who put the book together, Terry, she's in Columbia, Maryland. Let me give a shout out to Terry Sarna. Been my graphic artist for at least 22 years. And she's a Virgo herself, and she drove me crazy put this book together because it's so much detail. And so I'm a Capricorn sun with a Virgo moon, but she's straight up Virgo. And her birthday is a few days from now. And she's such an awesome graphic artist. I mean, really detailed to the nth degree. And you need that when you're doing something like this.
It is true. Mm-hmm. And it's a beautiful cover, Danny. So you do signings every weekend. How many people actually get a book?
Well, some people
really buy some.
Yes, some people buy 2 and 3 books. In fact, I did send some books to, I sent about 20 books this week, and one of them went to California. And I think 2 of them went to Maine, and I sent some books. I sent a couple books to Ghana, West Africa. I've sent books all over the place since they've been out, you know.
Danny,
and it's a blessing.
It's the perfect gift because it is just such fun. And it is in poetry, which gives it an extra bonus. But I am just fascinated to compare all the signs and to see what you say. And as you point out, it's all in poetry. So read us one more sign. Which one do you think is most interesting?
I'd like to read Virgo the Virgin. And I like to send this out to my graphic artist with her being a Virgo herself. Now, Virgos are people who, beautiful people, but Virgo is the second earth sign. Virgo, Taurus, Virgo, and Capricorn. And Capricorn being the last earth sign. Now, earth signs are people who are very practical, very down to earth. Basically, what you see is what you get. that's just their nature. And very earthy, very practical. I had a friend one time who said, well, you're just too practical for me. I'm like, well, I don't know how else to be. I mean, that's who I am. And that's Capricorn, practical. But Virgo as well. Virgo would do anything for anybody, but they don't want you telling them they have to do anything. So this is Virgo the Virgin. September 21st to August 24th to September 23rd. As a loved one, well worth your wait until you go. When you give your all, you give your soul. And though you are private, prudish, practical, and shy, you are more discriminating than a private eye. On the outside, you are calm, yet busy as a bee. But on the inside, you are a raging storm of restless energy. And you need to be right, even when you're wrong. Likes and dislikes are subtle but strong. As a workaholic, busybody, much too perfect to fail, you analyze but criticize everything in great detail. To earn the key to your heart, love must forever be clean, well-groomed, and dressed to a T. And as one who can be calm, collected, and cool, and you need to be needed, you ain't nobody's fool. And though you are loving, loyal, devoted, and kind, until you learn to trust, falling in love can take a lifetime. But between what you love and all that you hate, ain't no such thing as a perfect mate. And as a loved one, we're worth your weight in pure gold. When you give your all, you give your soul.
You know, I love to work with Virgos because they never make mistakes. I always ask the Virgo to be my editor. Yeah. They dot every I and cross every T.
Cross every T. That's what I'm saying.
And we love them.
Yeah.
And they're just so friendly. Yeah. I love Virgos.
They are.
But
they can be critical now. If something ain't right, they will let you know in a heartbeat.
We want that, and we need that.
I thank God for Terry. Because, man, I couldn't have did this without her, Grace, because Oh, man. I've had two graphic artists. Well, actually three. And all three of them have been Virgos. I didn't plan it. That's just where it happened. I said, oh, thank God.
But they gravitate. They gravitate to that profession by virtue of their personal. Yeah.
Yes. And perfection. They're perfectionists. They really are. They love perfection. Mm-hmm. Now, I had a Virgo girlfriend who was always putting notes on the refrigerator all the time. I said, man, why you put all them notes on the fridge? She said, oh, you need to know. I'm like, okay. That's what they do. That they're very perfectionists. That's just their nature, really. And, you know, I love the sense that every sign is connected to every other sign, Grace. And I discovered that in my writing and my research, that every sign is connected. Human life would never be the same if one of them was missing. And, all the other 11 would be all off kilter, off balance. So it's all connected. It's just a matter of understanding.
Danny, what makes you love life so much?
Well, I love life because, wow, what a question, Grace. I love life because life is love and love is life. I love what I do. And I've been doing it since I was a child, you know, and that's why I love life. I love life because, it's the one thing, waking up every day and reaching for what you want to do and sharing with other people and giving from the heart. That's what makes life worth living. Life is for living, you know, and you got to live it. You got to live it to the fullest.
I've never known you when you were not alive and awake with energy and goodwill. Let's have a closing poem.
Okay. Let's do that. Let's go to Leo. How's Leo? How about that? Okay. Leo the Lion, July 24th to August 23rd. Leo the Lion. Though you like play acting and games of fun and play, you love being treated special in a very special way. It's easy for you to be the life of the party because you have a loving spirit that's kind and hearted. But you dislike being relegated to less than center stage. So when neglected or ignored, you can go into a dramatic race. Yet your generous hospitality and unselfish sacrifice can make you the sunshine of everybody's life. And despite what you want and all that you don't need, you know how to spend money like it grows on trees. Compliments to you might be, for goodness sake. But to be too accepting at face value can be a big mistake. With a gift of gab and a strong will to entice, you are loyal, you are honest and loyal, though you love to give advice. And as you would defend a mate or the next of kin, you would give your all for the love of a friend. But silent demands built on fairy tale foundations all come with temper tantrums and great expectations. But when you are at one with your heart, soul, and mind, your gift of spirit is a high on sunshine. Leo, the Lion. And Leos are such that they're beautiful people. They'll do anything for you, but you got to be loyal. Loyalty means a lot to Leo. And if you're loyal, there's nothing they won't do for you. They're good with children too, Grace. The Leos come into the room. They know how to light up the room. That's just the energy that they bring because Leos are ruled by the sun. And when it's cloudy and inclement weather, they're emotionally inside. They don't even feel the same because they rule by the sun. And they bring sunshine into people's lives. And that's what this poem says.
So do you. And so do you.
Thank you.
And this is The Poet and the Poem. That was Danny Queen. This is The Poet and the Poem from the Library of Congress. The program is produced by Forest Woods Media Production. Post-production by Mike Turpin, MET Studios. We wish to thank the Library of Congress for making the program possible. Funding is provided by the Maryland State Arts Council, the Sinipit Fund, the Rivada Foundation, Natalie Canivore, and Sandy Jackson Cohen. Our engineer is Mike Turpin, and I'm Grace Cavalieri.